Bible's book of Romans, chapter 3. I just want to read one verse to start. I end up referring to quite a few more, but excuse me. Romans chapter 3, verse 19. Now we know that what things soever the law saith, it saith to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty before God. The reason I picked this verse is I actually had a pleasant surprise. We were down in Charlottesville because my dad was getting operated on, and he's doing fine. They did not actually take out his cancer, but he's doing fine. They're going to have to do chemo, and then we kind of go from there because they found the mass they were looking for, but there were some more spots underneath. And they didn't want to take that out and have him have to heal up, so they're going to do chemo on the whole thing. And we're just kind of go from there. But you spend a lot of time in waiting rooms, so I always take a book. And I was reading a book, and there was a statement in it that was actually true. It was a piece of fiction. Yeah, it's weird. The quote was this, and it's from a guy named Walter Kubelius, who I don't know. Never read anything by him. But the quote is, "Free will is an illusion. It is synonymous with incomplete perception." And that's true. This was a science fiction book, which I am prone to read because I like science. I enjoy gadgets and widgets and doodads and all kind of stuff. I own a bunch of them. I've got a TV, a radio, a CD, a DVD player. I've got a computer, printer, scanner, digital camera, cell phone, iPod, etc. And they're coming out with new stuff every day, which I will probably buy some of. Once the price comes down. I can wait. That's the part of science I really like. Applied science. Stuff that is actually made. Now, as it appears and as it applies to automobiles, sometimes not so much because that has to do with where I work. Because the more stuff you put on a car, the more stuff can break. Because what people don't seem to realize is nothing man has made won't end up broken. Everything man has made will end up broken at one time or another. And I have to explain that to people. And I want to say, well, don't you know this universe is cursed? But they don't want to hear that. I just usually tell them that, well, after so many they make, you know, there's got to be a bad one every now and then. Well, there is. But I do like that part of science. I like real science concerning inventions, research, and stuff. But I do have a problem with science falsely so-called. And that's what kind of got me on this thought. Because there are a multitude of speculations, theories, and suppositions in the scientific world. These are not facts. Even though a lot of times they are presented like they are. Because that's what makes it on TV. The one that came to mind was, I think it was back in 94, 95, 10 or 15 years ago, they found a rock in Antarctica. And they said it had came from Mars. And now, maybe it did. I have no idea. You know, if something hit Mars hard enough to knock a piece of it loose, it fell down here, fine. But inside this rock, they said they found the remains of bacteria, so there had been life on Mars. And there was a big to-do about it. And then it died down real quick. And I wondered why. And I found out why the other day. I did a little research on it. I got to thinking about it. Well, it maybe it's life there. Maybe it was bacteria. Maybe it wasn't. That part doesn't make the news. That part doesn't make the headlines in the newspaper. Maybe we were wrong. But anything that has to do about basically denying the creation of the universe by God, they'll put that on the news. Real fast. There are many theories that were considered facts years ago that are now known to be foolishness. As you may have heard, the earth is not flat. That used to be a fact. You could fall off the edge of it. The sun does not revolve around the earth. That was also a fact held to by the Catholic Church, and Galileo and some other people got in real trouble disputing it. Radio waves do not travel through the ether in outer space the way that sound waves travel through the air. The speed of sound turned out not to be unbreakable. And there are still many things that we use today that are not understood by the people who actually produce them. My personal favorite is electricity. They still don't know exactly how electricity works. They know it does, and we can use it, and we can apply it, and it's in all these little widgets that I have, and doodads, and toys, but they don't know how it works. They don't know how gravity works, but thankfully it does, and we might be thankful that we don't know how it works because there'd be some fool trying to turn it off. But I do enjoy some science. But I also enjoy what the Apostle Paul told Timothy. O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust, avoiding profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science, falsely so called, which some professing have erred concerning the faith. Grace be with thee. Amen. I do my best to avoid profane and vain babblings whenever I can. But sometimes you're going to hear them no matter what you do, especially if you have the television on. That's why it was really kind of refreshing to find this written in a book where this man wrote, "Free will is an illusion. It is synonymous with incomplete perception." Man thinks he has a free will. But man's perception is incredibly limited. And that's the part they don't get. Man's understanding is limited. If we go back up a few verses in Romans chapter 3, it says, "There's none righteous, no, not one." Man doesn't perceive this. Because man cannot perceive righteousness as he is in a natural state. There's not just a little understanding, and you know, man's not really good at it, Walter. It says there's none. There's none that understand it. There's none that seek after God. Because if you got to understand him, you're going to seek after God. That comes with understanding. The natural man does not understand the things of the Spirit of God because they're foolishness unto him. They're foolishness to the natural man. Neither can he know them, for they're spiritually discerned. People hate that. People really do. The natural man, and even if they don't hate you per se, the natural man, especially if you get into dealing with people of science or people who, I don't know how to put it exactly, people who think themselves rational, because that makes you irrational. That's why. The natural man thinks believers are crazy. Those kind of people. And or they think we're stupid because we believe God. And that's the attitude. There's no understanding of the things of the Spirit of God in the natural man. None. There is a statement in there about don't cast your pearls before swine. This is why. The religious will turn and rend you. The irreligious, the, I don't know, educational people, put it that way, something like that, they'll pity you. I'm serious. I have talked to people, and I have seen, seriously, sadness and pity in their eyes when they look at me because they think, you poor idiot. And, of course, I probably have the same feeling toward them for the most part. Because they, you talk to people, and there is this, there is a break. It's like that rich man and Lazarus. There's a gulf between us. And you can't come here, and I can't go there. And you can talk to people, and you can talk to people, and you can explain it. And I'm... understand what Earl said when he said, I wish I could pour it in people's heads, because you can't. I have talked to people and explained some things of God as best as I could. And they get this blank look on their face sometimes, because it is a totally alien thought to them. Whether they've heard it before or not, usually, most of the time, not. At least not the stuff I'm talking about. I mean, a lot of people are, you need to believe Jesus. But you start explaining that Jesus Christ was forsaken on the tree in order that his people would never be forsaken. His blood was shed so that my blood wouldn't have to be shed. His blood paid the price, and that price is paid. It's over. It's done with. There was an offering once for sin. It's not being offered anymore. And people look at you like, and they've never heard that before. But it's in the book. They don't read it, but it's in there. But anyhow, you come to realize, you come to understand, the natural man has incomplete perception. And the knowledge of the Spirit of God comes by revelation, not introspection, and not imagination. Yeah. Believers have the Spirit of God, not the spirit of this world. This is so we might know the things that are freely given to us by God. They're given to us. For unto you this is given. Unto others it is not given. And if he doesn't give it, you don't have it. But if he gives it, you do have it. And believers have the mind of Christ. That's what he goes on to say in 1 Corinthians 2. Now, some of these people are very nice that I've talked to. And seriously, they do feel sorry for me. They seriously think there's something wrong or something lacking in our education, our upbringing, or even my self-esteem, Walter, that makes me believe this weird Bible stuff. I had a person who was very close to me, my father, who's in the hospital right now, looked at me one day and told me, he said, that's where they got you. He said, that's where they got you. And I looked at him, he said, you believe that stuff in the Bible? And I said, yeah, Pop, you're right. You got me there. They don't have me. Christ has me. And as a result of that, I have Christ. And there's a gulf there that I can't cross. And there's just people after, you know, after trying to speak to them and you're still around them and stuff like that, we don't bring up religion anymore. I mean, I'll be more than happy to talk with them about it, but I don't bring it up. If they want to, they know where I am. And after I've talked to them once, they know I'll talk to them again. Because my passion for this shows up. And it should. And when you talk to people about Christ, when you talk to people about God, your passion for Him should show up.
Yeah, man, that's right. Yeah.
It'll leak out on you.
Yeah.
And people will leave you alone.
Yeah, they will.
And sometimes I do appreciate that, Walter. Because occasionally there's some of them that don't want to leave you alone, and you want to go, anyway. But like I said, I've seen pity in their eyes. I've seen frustration. Because they cannot explain the world to me. Well, actually, they can't explain the world to me in a way I don't know it, because I do know it. I was in it. I know how it is.
Right.
But I don't see it the same way anymore, because I know how it really is. But they think that they can't, they get frustrated because the world they know to be true, I won't accept. And I refuse to. Even though I know it's true. Because that's not the world that I know now. In a way, I'm out of the world. You were in it, but I've taken you out of it. I know it's still there. I know the way they are. But that's not the way I am now. And it's not the way I want to think now. Even though I can understand the way they think, and I can't help the way they think, it's there. And you run into it every day sometimes. I used to be a part of the world. But I'm not now. You used to be a part of the world, but you're not now, if you know Christ. Education is not the answer to the origin of the universe. Even with pretty pictures on TV. Science will never find or show the meaning of life. Because the origin of the universe and the meaning of life is alien to the natural man.
Amen.
The limited understanding of both of these comes the limited understanding that I have now comes from God. It comes from without. It does not come from TV documentaries. It does not come from textbooks. It comes from God by the gift of the Holy Spirit through revelation. And these are things, the things of which we are to speak as best we can. Not in the words of man's wisdom, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. And that's what none seek after. Not one. There are many who speak against it. There are many who speak against the things of God. They're on almost every nature program on TV. There are many out there who wrest these scriptures to their own destruction. And they're on almost every religious TV program. Paul summed it up. He said, both Jew and Gentiles, both are under sin. The religious and the irreligious are both under sin. And this, in Romans 3, we have a litany against them. There's none righteous, no, not one. There's none that understands. There's none that seeks after God. There's a lot of seeking going on. You watch these nature programs. They have ancient mysteries of the Bible on TV. And they spend a whole hour's worth of programming trying to prove that something didn't happen or it was natural causes and God had nothing to do with it. I wish I had that kind of money. I wouldn't make those programs. I'd just go home. But I do. I mean, there's thousands, millions of dollars thrown around. There's none that seeketh after God, though. There's a lot of seeking going on the earth, under the earth, under the water, up in space, but none of it's seeking after God. If you want to see this, talk to them about God. Talk to them about Christ. Talk to them about the Bible. You'll get frustrated. If you're like me, you'll get aggravated sometimes. They won't have it. They will not have it. They do not want to hear it. And they will not and cannot believe it. Walter, they won't have this man to reign over them. They do not seek or understand because they are out of the way. They are unprofitable. There's none that does good. Not only do they not do good, they do the exact opposite of good. Their throat is an open grave, dead and rotting. Sepulcher. They lie to hurt God's people. They curse and they swear and they're bitter. It says they run to shed blood. Feet are swift to shed blood. Their ways are destruction and misery. They have no knowledge at all about the peace of Jesus Christ. The law speaks to those that are under the law. The law has not gone anywhere. Who's under the law? Pretty much everyone that's not under grace. Everyone. Jesus Christ did not do away with the law, no matter what preachers will tell you. I've heard that. This is the age of grace. The law is gone. It is not. The law hasn't gone anywhere. The law has not moved one bit. Not one bit. The sacrifices pointed toward Christ and his redemption for the breaking of the law. The law shows the holiness of God. That ain't gone anywhere. God is holy. The law is holy. What, and just and good? That's in Romans. That's in the New Testament. That hasn't gone anywhere. Anybody that has this book in their possession has the law. Now, I've heard people talk about it. It's gone, it's gone. Oh, no. It hasn't gone anywhere. The law says to these people that are under the law, you're guilty. And that's all it says. You're guilty. That's why they hate the law. That's why they want it gone. Because the law says everyone's guilty. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's all it says. That's the reason they hate the light. Because if they come to the light, it manifests their deeds are evil.
Amen.
The law manifests that your deeds are evil. Even your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one that got the Apostle Paul. You may not seem guilty in my eyes, but don't worry, my eyes don't matter. They don't count. Because this says that every mouth may be stopped and all the world may become guilty before God.
Yeah.
Don't worry about me. I got enough problems. I'm worried about myself. It's before God.
Mm-hmm.
He that does not believe is condemned already. And as you look at this whole statement here, you will see, like this fella did, that free will is an illusion. Incomplete perception breeds lies.
Amen.
Incomplete perception allows the natural man to make up whatever seems to be best to him,
yeah.
Whatever makes him happiest. And the thing that makes the natural man the happiest is the denying of God, the denying of Christ, the denying of the Holy Spirit, the denying of His mercy, and the denying of His grace. Because that's all around us. The incomplete perception of man has an ending, but it's not a good ending. Not a happy ending. Because the incomplete perception ends up with this one fact. There is no fear of God before their eyes. And this is what we have in the world today. This is where Christ has made us, believers, to differ. They're not afraid of God. They have no fear of God. It doesn't even bother them. See, the newest thing that they found out, I think I told you guys about this a while back. They found out, see, what they all thought about the Big Bang was it was going out, and it was slowing, the universe is supposed to be slowing down, and then it's going to come back, and eventually we're going to have another Big Bang once everything gets back together and gets compacted really tight. And it'll bang and do it again. It's a cycle. It keeps going. There's no end to time. There's going to come a time, which is kind of a weird way to put it, when time shall be no longer.
Amen.
But what they found out now is that the universe is still going apart. By their new measurements and their new theories and all this other stuff, it's actually speeding up. And so they had to throw all that old stuff out of the way again. Something else that used to be a fact. It's not a fact anymore. But it doesn't slow them down. It doesn't stop them. Don't worry about it. They don't even think about it. We'll make another theory.
Sure, that's it. Another theory.
We're going to go somewhere else and bang. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what they're going to come up with next. Sometimes I do derive a bit of amusement from it. Because I do know some things that God has taught me in His Word. This earth is going to melt with a fervent heat. And there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth one day. Why? Because this one's not good enough right now. And it's not ever going to be good enough, Walter, no matter what we do. There's going to be a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. And I, for one, don't understand that. Can't comprehend it, but I want it. I want it. That's what I want to see. That's what I want. I want to be righteous. Now he says I am even though I'm not, which is thankfully good. But one day I want to be righteous. I don't fear the law. I fear God. For Christ is the end of the law, which is, this is what everybody says, and then they kind of stop if you're in other churches. Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. Not to everyone. Not the end of the law. He's the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. I believe Christ. He is my righteousness. He is my wisdom. He is my sanctification, and he is my redemption. Free will is an illusion. And it is a product of an incomplete perception. And it is thought up and brought up out of the mind of a man, the natural man. And I can't fix that, but Christ can. I can't make it better, but Christ can fix it. The Holy Spirit gives life. The revelation comes from God, and you come to understand that free will is an illusion. And we're chock full of illusions.
Yeah.
Then I'm overflowing, running out my ears. But Christ is not an illusion. God is not an illusion. The Holy Spirit is real. And he will show you. He will take the things of mine, Christ said, and show them unto you. That's real. That's truth, and that's a fact. And I thank God for it every day. Our Heavenly Father, we are thankful again for this day and this time that we've set aside to worship you in spirit and in truth. And Lord, we want to worship you in spirit and in truth. And thank you for your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, who came and gave himself a ransom for many, for his people, which he saved from their sins. Thank you. In his name, we ask this and we praise you. Amen.